I pray that it weren't so, but it is a fact that many people around the world are in danger of losing their lives for the sake of their testimony, for the sake of the gospel, not because they've done anything wrong, but because they simply believe and speak in the name of Jesus. It's been that way from the beginning, but it's been an acute problem for the last 100 to 125 years. Religious freedom is rare in our world, and my heart and my prayers go out to those who hold fast their faith in the face of persecution. It was like that in the early church as well. Chapter 12 of Acts, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to persecute the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jewish authorities, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Those were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing by the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And look, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Rise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Dress yourself, and put on your sandals." And so he did. And he said unto them, "Throw your garment about you, and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and did not know it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he was seeing a vision. And when they were past the first and the second guard, they came unto the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent his angel, and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod." I sure don't know why some Christians have to stand up and shed their blood for the gospel, and others do not. In fact, most of us do not. Many of us will never suffer any persecution whatsoever. And it's been like that in the church. But this is what Jesus does for the true Christian, whether they're James, the brother of Peter, or Peter, or whether it's James, the brother of Jesus, all of whom eventually became martyrs. God has a plan for each one of us, and he gives us the courage by his Holy Spirit to face whatever comes our way in the way of persecution. We do not seek out persecution. We do not believe in antagonizing people so that they will persecute us, so that we may somehow gain virtue. But what God does expect us to do is to speak the name of Jesus and speak the gospel with boldness, not repaying evil for evil. And God will give us courage to be his witnesses. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the blessings that have come to me because of what they have done. I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me courage, whatever I may face, that I may face it with courage and with boldness in the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.